In the studio, I've got Abstract Fish Lungs. Good morning.
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 Good morning. Chair.
So we've got Josh, Lily Hendricks and Wairiki. And Josh, you are the lead singer of the band?
I am.
You play guitar as well?
I do.
Yeah, Wairiki, you play guitar?
Yeah.
Play anything else?
I sometimes do backing vocals.
Okay. And Lily, you're the drummer?
Yep. Yeah.
And Hendricks, I presume you're the bass player based on... No. No bass player? You got to talk, man. Okay, can someone talk for Hendricks?
Hendricks is the bass player in our band.
Okay, all right.
I'm not.
Do you want to be the drummer?
No.
Okay. Does he drum as well?
No. He drums as well. Yeah.
He was. Thank you guys for helping Hendricks out. So, first of all, why is the band called Abstract Fish Lungs?
It was kind of like a collection of all of our ideas, and we're just kind of like... Oh, we just needed something funky for a name for WTF, so we just kind of came up with Abstract Fish Lungs. And we thought, like, fish, because, like, we live in Raglan and, like, we're singers. Lungs kind of just came together.
Yeah, because we're fish and our lungs are abstract.
Yeah, that basically.
Helpful. And you stuck with it. Like, you didn't see the need to change it for the Rock Quest, which you were at last weekend.
It kind of just stuck. None of us actually liked the name, but...
they came too late to change it, It kind of grew on us eventually.
Everyone kind of just knows us as Abstract Fish Lungs, so
it does make you stop and think when you hear it.
It's unique.
Yeah. Okay, so you performed at the Rock Quest on the weekend, and how did you do? Like, I've heard, but tell us in your own words, because I wasn't there, I don't know the details.
We actually did pretty well. We were tight. There were some technical difficulties at the start of the performance.
Okay.
We were getting, like, feedback, so we had to, like, turn Wadke's guitar down, and he wasn't on the same pick up as we usually practice, but the actual song itself in essence was really good.
Are there judges there, and do they give you feedback afterwards?
No, they emailed it to us like a couple of days later.
Okay.
It was a pretty awesome experience though.
But what happens at do they announce how you've done at the end of the night, or
the following day they told us?
Oh, okay.
We made it in or not. Well, on their website we saw, and we were the first name on the list.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it in order or is it?
No,
it's not. But it just made us feel cool.
Yeah.
Abstract Fish Lungs.
So that means you... I just read that out on the news, so it seems silly asking the question, but you get to play the regional finals. And how does it work after that? Because I see there's a national final listed without a date, which is a little frustrating for trying to organise Whangarei Talent Factory this year, but... Yeah. Do you have to be the absolute winner to progress to the nationals? How does that work?
Two bands go through.
Yep. Two bands go through. Okay.
And they have to, they do like a video submission of three songs, and then they get picked out, the top 30 from a certain group of judges, and then they get reassessed by another group of judges, and the top 10 go through to nationals.
Oh, okay. So even then you might be no one from our region goes through.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, tough. So probably everyone from Auckland.
Did you know that spoons eat cookies?
Thank you, Hendricks.
And lions as well.
It's always the bass player, isn't it?
Always
the bass player. So do you get prizes or just kudos from the win in the regional level?
I think $500.
Yeah, if you win it. Yeah, if you take it out.
Yeah.
Just for regionals, but if we win nationals, then that's $10,000.
Okay.
Plus recording.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, Wairiki, that mic is not very good from the side. They're mostly front-on ones. Okay. We sort of can hear you, though. It depends how loud everyone's got their radios turned up. So, and the prizes at the national level, do you know what those are? Are you looking at that? Or are you not worrying about that yet?
First place at national is $10,000 and plus a recording contract.
And an interview on NZ On Air, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
That's first place. I don't know the other ones.
More important than
only striving to the first.
Do you think you'll be in the top two next? Was it 24th of June? I said
yes, absolutely.
That's Hendrix's opinion. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
that's the band's opinion, not mine.
Yeah, it is a band's opinion. Top one.
We'll just give it our all. Yeah. Right.
So how does it work? The actual thing, like, do you have to apply online, and can anyone apply, or do you still have to send videos in to even enter the regional competition?
It's very chill, actually. Yeah. We just had quite a few forms we had to fill out, and then quite a few.
Parental release forms and things like that.
Yeah, and like your principal, all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys, most of you guys are homeschooled, aren't you?
Yeah.
All of us except for Lily are homeschooled.
Yeah.
So who's your principal in this situation?
Lily.
Me. So we've entered under Fairfield College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that because that's where you go?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's at least that's a solution. They weren't worried about having kids that don't
go
to school.
Yeah. No. It's all good. Just as long as we're, you know, just jamming music. Yeah.
Okay. And how much practice do you do before an event like that?
Quite a lot.
None. We normally leave it. We don't practice until we have something to practice for, and then we'll just practice as much as we can.
Okay.
Before the day.
I know some of you guys have been playing in town, but there's a different band, isn't it? You guys are in several bands. I can't quite follow.
Yeah, Wairiki, Hendrix, and I, we're in another little band called Salty Jam that go and play at Isobar every Friday.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of jazz and blues. And then, we have Abstract Fish Lungs, which is our main core band.
And at Whangaroa Talent Factory last year, some of you were in D minor as well. Does that a band that exists? Or is that, no, you forgot that they even exist.
That was a school band. Kind of just our class people.
Okay.
This
is a class, but you don't go to school.
Pretty much,
okay. All right, this is very clear. So how do you guys write a song? That's what I want to know. How does it happen?
I feel like pretty much all of our songs that we've gotten already were not made on purpose. Like, either me and Josh will be just fiddling around on the guitar or something, and we'll accidentally play something that sounds, like, really good.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, okay, let's, like, write lyrics. And then we'll just get the whole band together, and we'll all kind of put in our own thing into it. And
okay.
Yeah.
A bit of a tussle about how the music comes together.
Yeah. We, like, help each other out with our parts, too. We're pretty open and, like, that kind of thing.
We kind of mash some genres together because we're all into different music genres. Wairiki and I make kind of, like, the bass, like, rhythm and, like, how the song's laid out. And then we'll get Lily and Hendrix to come along and help with the lyrics and then piece it all together as well.
Okay. And now that you've played it live, or did the song you played, was it the same one you played at Whangaroa Talent Factory last year, or a new one?
It was the same one.
Has it evolved?
Yeah.
A lot. Definitely updated.
Yeah. What did you do that's updated, improved?
The intro.
We completely changed the intro, which is pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lyrics, Josh, you in charge of lyrics?
I was for the song called Misery.
Yeah.
But we all generally work on the lyrics now for our new songs that we make.
Okay. Do you have to write some new songs for the regional final?
Yeah, we've made another song, which unfortunately was 6 minutes long, so too long to play, since we can only do 7 minutes as our, like, set playing time.
Okay.
In two songs, and so we cut it down to 3.5 minutes, just rearranged the whole entire musical arrangement of the song, but still works.
Yeah.
And what was the reason for that? That they only get, I guess they haven't got enough time for more than 7 minutes per act.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want people playing 15-minute songs, and also I think they want it to be radio friendly.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's quite an objective there to produce some stuff at the end of it. I'm intrigued, having been involved with running Whangaroa Talent Factory. Do they get you on and off the stage pretty quickly? Is there much of a gap between the bands? Because they got some very efficient production there.
Yeah, they're very efficient.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Not like us then. So much.
Nah, it's fully. You're on, and then you're playing straight away.
Yeah.
Well, with us this year, it was a little bit different because at the start we had a lot of feedback, and we kept on having people coming on to check the microphones and stuff.
Whose fault was that? Was that your fault or their fault? Do you reckon?
That was their fault.
Yeah,
it was
definitely them.
Well, they are the pros.
Exactly.
So yeah. So have you started writing new songs?
Yep. Yeah, we're constantly making new songs at the moment. Wairiki and I just work on, like, new riffs, like, once a week. We'll go and start thinking of a new line to play.
Yeah. What when you get onto the lyrics and things, where you're really expressing the song, do you already have an idea in your head of what you're going to do, or does that kind of emerge from the music and the vibe of the music?
Definitely fully from the music. We'll be playing and we'll, like, get an idea. We'll be like, okay, this kind of sounds like it's giving off this vibe, and then just write lyrics from that.
And is there stuff that you write and then you think, oh man, my parents are going to listen to this?
Nah.
No? Just curious.
No.
Do you guys know Zen Lally?
No. Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, thank you, Hendrix. Just because we got a message yesterday that he's made a song. It's on YouTube, just went on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So I was just... Do you know how old he is? Because I was trying to describe his age, and in the end, I really didn't
think
know.
He's 15.
15. That's what I would have guessed.
I haven't seen him for a while. Yeah.
Well, he's probably aged at the same rate, though, eh? Since you last saw him.
Yeah, probably.
So how long have you guys been playing?
As a band, or...?
Oh, no, individually, sorry. Yeah, well, like, when did you pick up guitar?
I picked up guitar about 3 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Did you play at our... Was that you in that band 330?
Yeah.
You were in that band?
Yeah.
So that was 2019. You guys played at our 25th anniversary event here in the town hall. So that's 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah. You were much littler then.
Yeah. That's...
You were like 11 or something?
Yeah, I must have been. Me and my friend Moana started that.
Yeah.
Her mum wanted her to be in a band, so she asked me if I could play guitar, and so I was like, might as well.
Had you picked up a guitar at that point?
Sometimes, but I started getting lessons from Nicky Keys when I was probably about 11, that time.
Yeah. Josh, what about you?
I've been playing guitar for ages, but never really progressed. I just kind of stayed playing chords and campfire music. I didn't really have a good teacher when I was younger. Only the last 2-3 years I've only actually started really improving, kind of thing.
So who's your teacher?
At the moment it's Ash.
Okay.
Hendrix's dad, actually.
Right. So, I hear he's doing a lot of music. Did you know you were going to be the singer?
No, at the start, when Wairiki and I were playing and first formed the band, it was like I was like refusing to sing. And
he was a rapper.
Oh yeah, I was a rapper. Yeah. Right. And yeah, I did make some raps for a while during lockdown.
Do you guys
rabbit hole rhymes?
Do either of you two, Wairiki and Josh, come from families where there's music? Like played? Like musicians?
My dad he just wasn't really played music, but he'd strum chords and sing, and so that's kind of where, like, I'd strum the ukulele and mirror him and kind of thing. What got me into music, but none of them have... My mum used to play the piano, like, years ago, but never really ever involved with music that much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. My dad, he plays guitar, and he used to be in, like, some bands when he was younger as well, and, does singing, and my mum likes to sing as well.
Yeah,
we're all quite like a musical family.
And Hendrix, we know that you've grown up in a musical family because you came into the studio and started seeing pictures of your dad upon posters in the studio. So how much music...
And mum. Pictures of mum as well.
So how much... Was music just all the time in your house growing up?
No, I started playing bass a year ago.
Okay. And how long have you been playing the drums? Because you play that too.
A year ago as well.
A year ago? Mm. Okay. Lily, when did you start playing the drums?
So I started playing drums probably like 3 or 4 years ago, and it was kind of the first instrument that just like clicked with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of... I haven't seen a lot of women playing drums.
Yeah.
Has that caused any kind of reaction?
Hendrix's mum is a drummer, but...
Okay.
Definitely. People are like, oh my gosh, wow, go drummer. That's so cool, but... And I think that it just should be more common because it's pretty awesome. At the moment, I have a female drum tutor, so it's pretty cool. It's pretty inspirational.
Who's your tutor?
Hannah, not too sure what her last name is.
Okay, doesn't matter. That's all right. Do you play any other instruments, or you're all about the drums?
All about the drums at the moment, yeah.
She plays violin as well.
I did.
You did?
And piano.
And keys, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, was that the sort of thing, like I got made to play the piano when I was a kid, so was it kind of
got a bit, I was a bit pushed to play violin, but I mean, it helped for me, I think, hopefully,
And I have a question about Whangaroa Talent Factory last year, because you guys met some professional musicians as part of that process, and then had time to practice, and then we had the show. What did you do after meeting the mentors? Or did you discover you're already so awesome you didn't need to change anything?
Well, yeah, actually, one of the mentors, Nico Te Huki, actually recorded our song Misery.
I heard something about that. Can we play it? Where is it?
Oh, I've got my phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's on your phone. Yep. Okay, we'll have to work on that a little bit later.
We could probably play it later.
The phone's played into a microphone. That's really not going to work very well. Did you do your stage performance? Did it change, or did you change your song or anything like that? I'm just kind of curious about that. If you remember what sort of things happened after you met the mentors.
Well, we were quite nervous during Fungal Talent Factory.
Yeah.
But I feel like our stage presence has gotten so much better since then. We're so much more involved and. Like, whenever we perform, when we played at Earthbeat, like, you could see how hyped the crowd was, like, feeding back off our energy. It was great.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was awesome support to have all our friends there, too. Yeah.
That was because I joined.
That actually is true, partly because Hendrix joined.
Is Hendrix a lively stage presence?
Definitely.
Okay.
Our front man, number one front man.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be the front man, Josh.
Yeah, no, but Hendrix has stolen that.
Number two.
He's the singer, I'm the front man.
I see. Okay. That's how it works. Are you conscious of the need to not just stand and play on the stage?
Yeah. Well, we just we watch other bands and we just we can see when they're all involved in their music, they're all jumping around and they're all feeding back to the audience kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when we see bands that are nervous, which are probably what we were at WTF last year, we kind of just quite standing still.
Standing
and
still.
And just
playing.
Sticks.
Yeah,
playing, but yeah, definitely through other gigs and playing at Earthbeat Festival, we've definitely gained a lot more confidence.
Yeah,
and yeah,
I've sort of heard that often the drummer is the one that drives the energy in the music. Do you find if Lily's a bit tired or sad that the music's different?
She's never really sad. She's always full of energy.
I know. I'm asking this a slightly weird question, but yeah, I'm just curious about that.
Keep you guys hype.
Yeah, well, I mean, if any of the instruments are slacking, it's not going to sound great. But normally, Lily's the one who's come on, guys, we got to practice. This is
if you don't practice, I'm leaving.
excellent. So what about, the question you always ask musicians is do you have influences? So who are your guys' influences? Lily's screwing up her face. Why is that?
I like a lot of bands from especially around New Zealand, but at the moment I'm quite obsessed with Oceanelli. Yeah.
Okay. But Wairiki is unimpressed with this obsession.
I'm now leaving the band.
Oh, I see.
We have really different tastes in music.
So what are yours, Wairiki?
he's into
no.
Josh, you say what he's interested in, and then he can say what you're interested in.
Ready? Well, he's quite interested in Lorna Shore, Infant Annihilator, Slipknot.
What are these bands?
Quite heavy,
hardcore.
Yeah, heavy metal.
Yep.
Right.
Deathcore.
They're rock bands.
So rocky.
Hendrix, what about? Oh, sorry. You've pulled up the microphone.
Okay. Josh likes Avenged Sevenfold. And Slipknot, kind of a less heavy kind of metal sort of thing.
And are you going to bring, earlier someone said you were doing rapping early, before you started singing. Are you bringing that into it at all?
We actually are. In one of our new songs we made, we've got a rap for the verses. And yeah.
It's more of a catchy rap, though. Mm.
Kind of Linkin Park vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. And Hendrix, do you want to tell us what your musical influences are, or are we going to have someone else going to have to speak on your behalf again, like the others?
I like classical. Beethoven's 900th. and I like Jimi Hendrix as well. He's my favourite classical artist.
Well, you were kind of named after him.
No, I'm named after Victor Wooten.
Oh, thank you. Does someone else want to tell us what his influences actually are? Or is it classical?
No, Hendrix,
do you not believe me?
Hendrix has a really wide variety range of music.
Okay.
He'll listen to a lot of things, except country.
Fair enough.
No one likes country.
For real.
There was Hendrix, it was the Beethoven's 900th.
Bro, literally, who likes country? No, Beethoven's 800th.
800th. Okay. So you guys going to enter Whangarei Talent Factory this year? Please say yes.
We'd be keen to.
Yeah. We'd be keen to, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Did you know last year that you get a performance fee for playing? I heard you guys might not have known that was going
to
happen.
No, we didn't. We actually, we entered and we're just really hyped to just have our, like, first proper gig.
So we didn't need to give you any money.
we weren't expecting any money. Yeah.
We had, the first time we did it, we had prize money and everyone got really stressed about the whole competition.
Oh, really?
Our judges were very, very stressed about it. I've never seen those guys look so stressed.
Yeah.
And some of the musicians were stressed and we just wanted really everyone to be able to enjoy themselves. Yep. But you've just gone through that stress again with Rock Quest. Like, how was that?
Oh, it was terrifying.
It was pretty intense waiting to see if we got through, but...
Zero stress at all.
Yeah, well,
Hendrix is never nervous. It's,
no.
Is that right?
It's what makes him...
gifted.
Yeah, exactly. Makes him Hendrix and makes him our front man for the bassist.
That's good, actually. It's good to have that influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was different with Rock Quest because whenever we play gigs, not that we have much, but we're never really that nervous. Whereas since it was a competition, there was like so much more stress. We were like, we have to get through. Like, we're just not good if we don't.
There was no option not to.
So, right.
Yeah.
Do you feel like does it affect your playing though when you're when you're really stressed?
Yeah.
Some people say yes. Some people say no.
Hold notes and stuff. Personally, for me,
yeah. Singing as well. If I feel like it's like if the whole band's not into it and I'm like feeling really nervous, then I like start getting shaky voice and I'm just like can't sing the proper notes.
It's called vibrato. Just tell everyone it's vibrato. Yeah. Did you guys know there was, I know another band that, oh, actually, first of all, there was another band from Raglan that entered, wasn't there?
Yeah, Ten Kicks. A lot of, sorry, my bad. Sandy Kick. Yeah. A lot of our friends were actually in there as well.
Who's in that band? Can you guys list them off?
Summer, Manoa, Valentine, Star, and Seth. I think that was it, yeah.
Yeah, their song was awesome.
Yeah.
I personally think they did really good.
Yeah.
There were other bands on the list that I think didn't do as good as them, but they got through for some reason.
Do you know what the criteria is?
There's a lot of like stage presence involved as well as the song.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. But I really enjoyed Sandy Kicks' song.
It's pretty really awesome to have another band from Raglan too, and a lot of mates.
Yeah. There was another band from Raglan that went in about 5 years ago, I think, or something like that, called the Majestic Unicorns.
Awesome name.
Yeah. That was had like Dougal and Joel, who you guys met last year, and Emily and Sven, and I can't remember, these guys are about 21 now. So.
Was 5 years ago the last Raglan band that ever went to Rockquest?
I don't know if I might have been. Mm. I'm not sure. It's just like like my oldest daughter's the same age as those guys, so that's kind of how I knew.
Oh, yeah.
And same like my youngest daughter knows you guys as well, so I'm kept up.
Yeah,
I don't know what will happen when the girls get older. I'll be completely out of touch. But anyway. We keep putting on Whangarei Talent Factory. So, folks, we're talking to Abstract Fish Lungs, fresh off the victory at Rockquest. Well, we can't call it a victory yet, can we?
But it will be a victory.
It will be a victory. We're a good show. And they're going to be at, is it the 24th of June, I think, at Clarence Street Theatre. That's quite big in there. How big was that crowd? Was it full?
That's pretty awesome.
It was quite full. Yeah, we had good crowd responses as well.
Yeah, we got the biggest clap of the day.
We were told that by lots of people as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, that we had the biggest, we had the most people applauding us, and that our stage presence was really great. Like, lots of people just came up to us and were like, oh, you guys were so great. Like, you guys were honestly amazing. And it was so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't just other bands like being annoying. It was like actually people from the audiences.
Yeah. It was pretty sick to meet the other bands too, though.
Yeah. So we've been thinking about, we are really keen for you guys to play at Whangarei Talent Factory, but we're thinking about making sure we've got some mentors who can like stretch you guys a bit, since you've already been in once and you've played at Rock Quest. And so we're not ready to announce the mentors yet, but we're definitely working on that. So,
cool. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. And I guess that's it. Have you got anything else you want to leave the community of Raglan with to know? Do you want people to come and support you at the regional final?
Please do. Honestly, it'd be awesome.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
And we're planning on releasing our song on Spotify soon after the Rockquest final, so stay tuned for that.
So this is the one that you recorded with Nico?
Yeah.
Shot Nico. That was awesome.
He was a good man. He's not in town anymore, is he? Or is he?
Wellington.
Miss him tons.
Back to Wellington. That is a shame. We've actually got their song, their new song. It's not been played. Have you guys played this to anyone before?
Just some of our friends, but not really.
Some of the friends. So definitely the first time on the radio. and we've got to introduce it. The song is called Misery. That's a very depressing sounding name, Josh.
Yeah, well, ironically, it's not that depressing. It's more, it's about just enjoying life and not being trapped in a routine that you hate. And yeah.
Okay. Should we play it?
Yep.
Listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. That's Misery by Abstract Fish Lung, the worldwide radio premiere here on Raglan Community Radio. Thanks for coming in, guys. Just want to say goodbye to the audience since you're still in the studio. And thank you for the song. I found myself singing along to the song, so I think that's a good sign.
Awesome.
Yeah. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
See, I love you.
And that, thank you, Hendrix. That is, or that was, yes, Abstract Fish Lungs.